Nothing to see here, EU claims no evidence Palestine aid gone to unintended purposes. By Kurt Zindelka on November 22, 2023. The European Commission has asserted that there is no evidence of EU aid to Palestine being diverted to unintended purposes, despite having limited resources on the ground to make such a determination and a history of European money funding anti-Semitic Hamas propaganda in Palestinian schools. An audit of financial aid to Palestine, launched by the executive arm of the European Union days after the mass slaughter terror attacks on October 7, has claimed that controls and existing safeguards in place, which have been significantly strengthened in the past years, work well to prevent money from flowing to the Hamas terrorists who have been in control the Gaza Strip since a coup in 2007. The EU, which is the largest international financial backer of Palestine, went on to claim that no evidence has been found to date that money has been diverted for unintended purposes. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said, after the terrible events of 7 October, a careful review of our financial assistance was necessary. This review has confirmed that the safeguards in place are effective. Work is now ongoing on the design of our future support to the Palestinians in view of the changing and still evolving situation. The Commission said that in light of the current conflict, it has identified €75.60 ($82.5/£66 million) earmarked for non-feasible projects, and therefore the money would be directed to new priorities such as infrastructure projects, including gas for Gaza and a water desalination plant. Brussels has committed approximately €691 million ($728/£597 million) to Palestine this year, with €1.18 billion expected to be sent to the territory by 2024. Some have questioned the legitimacy of the review, given that it was largely reliant upon self-reporting from their partners on the ground who were requested to provide information about their control mechanisms in place. Swedish member of European Parliament David Lega called for an independent review of the aid to Palestinian Authority to make sure that money is not being misused in the future. Lega highlighted the scandal of EU funding being directed towards the production of anti-Semitic textbooks used in Palestinian schools, which the European Parliament has even admitted contributed to the rise of terrorism among Palestinians. The EU has long faced criticism for funding such books, which have been found to have glorified jihad and Palestinian terrorists while denigrating Jewish people and the State of Israel. The schoolbooks are one of many, many examples of EU money being misused for unintended purposes, Lega said. Last month, Israeli Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesman Lior Hayat accused the EU of being complicit in the October 7 terror attacks over the funding of anti-Semitic textbooks. Those textbooks are the root of the Palestinian terror against Israelis. Young people are being taught, educated, to hate Jews and to murder Jews, Hayat said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.